It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Events in three Colorado cities today will call for Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert to leave office. Democratic State Representative Bree Buenteo will attend the demonstration in Pueblo. She says Boebert helped create the atmosphere that set off this week's storming of the U.S. Capitol.
She continues to turn up that temperature. She validates all these conspiracy theories, this bastardization of what it means to be a true patriot.
Boebert has cast doubt on the validity of the presidential election results. Before Wednesday's siege, she tweeted, "Today is 1776. She later condemned the violence. Along with the event in Pueblo, there are demonstrations planned for Grand Junction and Durango. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow called the violence Wednesday an attempted coup and later described for CPR News his experience inside the Capitol when rioters rushed in. Here's CPR's Natalia Navarro.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow says he was trapped in the House gallery when rioters first breached the Capitol. He says he knew the situation was getting bad when Capitol Police started locking and barricading the doors and windows.
They confirmed to me that indeed we were trapped and surrounded by the mob. We heard gunshots starting to go off outside of the chamber, and I was preparing to fight, frankly, getting ready to fight our way out if necessary.
Crow also wants more arrests.
The American people need to see, and the world needs to see, hundreds of people being walked away in handcuffs. These terrorists who threaten the lives of police officers and members of Congress who storm the Capitol need to be brought to justice, and they need to be brought to justice fast.
I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Metro Denver residents want to know how and when Coloradans over 70 will get their coronavirus vaccines. That was one main concern in a telephone town hall Thursday hosted by Tri-County Health Department, which serves Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties. Caitlin Wolf, the vaccine coordinator for the department, says there will not be enough appointments for the more than 500,000 seniors in the state to get vaccinated right away.
I know, really hard to hear when it's been a long, hard year and everyone's so excited about vaccine that not everyone will be vaccinated next week, but we will bring online more and more opportunities as the weeks go by.
The department announced earlier this week it's not able to vaccinate seniors yet because of a lack of vaccination supplies. This is CPR News.